T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. An old buddy of ours, Mike Westhoff, going to join us right now from the Dolphins, from the Jets, from the Saints.
Well, we got to come first of all. Mike, I haven't talked to you for a while. Congratulations, man. Right. Assistant coach in NFL, Lifetime Achievement Award. 31 years, brother. 31. You even got another one last year with the Saints. Man, that says a lot, Mike. I mean, it's been an amazing run for you, buddy.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was, Joe, I was humbled and honored to no end when I received it and when I saw, you know, who's been past recipients. And, you know, they're mentioning your name in the same as Dick LeBeau and Jim Johnson and Ernie Zampezi and, you know, guys that we as a coach certainly revered. I was extremely honored. I just got back from New York, and they presented it to me at the stadium. It was just a first-class thing that they did and the way it was done. And to be honest, I'll tell you a little bit of an intro to it. I made it very clear how honored I was. But, yeah, it was all part. I was happy they did it at a Jets game, but it was not the New York Jets. It was my time at the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, and then the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And I obviously included very much so the time at the Miami Dolphins. And for me to have been so proud as a young coach to have Don Shula call me and hire me. Back then, we only had 6 or 7 coaches.
Right.
And to be that great organization and then to see what's happened, it just set me totally back on my heels.
Well, I was going to ask you. I mean, we might as well jump right into it. You see what's going on, rebuild or tanking or whatever for draft picks to try to load this thing back up. What'd you think, and what are the pluses and minuses of this, or the minuses?
Joe, it's not the NBA. Football's the ultimate team sport. It's the ultimate team sport. I mean, there's kids that you can go back to your high school days. And you can remember young men that played this game that viably contributed, that really did a great job, that had no chance of doing anything in any other sport. They just didn't. That's just the way it is. That's life. But yet they contributed in football and made it work. In the NBA, you get one player. You get a player and a half, and you're a contender. Football, you have to have a football team. I mean, to me, the Miami Dolphins – Unless I was, you know, I was at New Orleans last year and was pretty busy, but I can remember the Miami Dolphins, you know, beating New England and really giving them a fit and being a heck of a football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, when we played them last year and he was the quarterback for Tampa, did the best job against us, the New Orleans Saints, that any other quarterback in the National Football League did. Well, all of a sudden, you guys can't win a game or you can't line up. I mean, I watched some of your game. One of the things that led to a score was a guy drops a punt.
Right.
So what are you going to give? That doesn't count?
Right.
Oh, it just drives me crazy. I don't think it works. You have to find a different way. Become a different team. So, you know, we went to 2 AFC championship games at the Jets when I was there. Mark Sanchez was our quarterback. And no disrespect to Mark, because he did a good job and he worked hard. But he wasn't the reason we went. We led the league in rushing. We were top 3 in defense. We were top 3 in special teams. And we could punch you in the face on any given week. And next thing you know, we weren't sexy. But here we are playing for the AFC championship game. There's lots of ways to win. You got to find it.
Mike, Chris Greer came out and said, listen, we've been We've just been average to below average basically the last decade, and this is the only way that we can do it is load up on high draft picks, and we got a lot of money under the cap. What would you say back to that?
No, I understand his point. It's a valid point. I think you can get better. I also do know this. I know during that period of time, I don't remember anybody running the show that knocked my socks off.
You know.
I've
been saying it all morning. Bad drafts are the reason we're in this boat, whoever picks them. And we got a bunch of finger pointers. We've had finger pointers for a decade and a half now. Just guys that sit around and point fingers at each other. I don't even know who's responsible half the time. So, yeah, that's Mike, I think a lot of people would agree.
You're 100% on the money. I mean, I got a call 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now. I had retired. I was working at ESPN. I did some radio, and I was doing the television show at SNY in New York. And I get a call from the New Orleans Saints. I didn't know one person in the building. I knew who Drew Brees was, but I didn't know him. I never met Sean Payton in my life. I never talked to him. I never said a word to him. I didn't know Mickey Loomis, the general manager. I didn't know anybody.
Okay.
They convinced me to come down. We made a deal. I made it clear to them I would run everything. I was going to run the whole thing, every word, and that they couldn't fire anybody. I said, if you fire this guy, it's there. I won't come. I said, I'll make it work. We went from 31st to first, so I guess we made it work. But I saw an organization that did nearly everything correctly.
Right.
And every person was on ball. It was on board. They run – no, they're the best-kept secret in the league down there. Now, obviously, they have Drew Brees. And believe me, when you get Drew Brees, that helps.
Yeah.
But there were so many well-done things. Nobody was in the paper about beating up their wife in a parking lot or some stupid, you know, terrible crap. This was a good organization that really – I just take my hat off to them. It reminded me, in a lot of ways – of organizations when Don Shula ran the Miami Dolphins, of how everybody was on the same page. And we had good guys. You know, we didn't have, you know, obviously with Dan and, yeah, we had some all-stars, but we had a lot of you know, general guys that really did a great job. Yourself was included. And that won for us.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of good coaches. I mean, I'm very proud that I was on that staff and, you know, and I just received the recognition that I did. I think that helped. And I haven't seen that in Miami, Joe.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden to come up with this answer, if I were a fan, I'd be honest with you, I'd be furious. Because when I walked around and I would go to the Combine or wherever, I was so proud to wear my Miami Dolphin shirts or sweaters or whatever. I mean, I was proud. Because at that time, we had the most wins in organized sports history. And I'm talking New York Yankees or whatever. We had the highest percentage.
Right.
It was. It's just.
Yeah.
Joe, I think you bring all valid points, and I would back every single one of them. You can find ways to win in the National Football League. You're never very far from being pretty good, and you're never very far from being pretty bad.
Right. That's what the system. No, the system is set up for that. That's why we have the draft. That's why we have the same amount of money. And if you're bad, you get a higher pick. I get that, and you're right on the money. Well, let's just stay with this. Speaking of the Jets, what do you think about what's been given to Adam Gase up there and the power he's after being down here? What do you think about the whole thing there?
I was a little surprised, to be honest with you. I don't know him that well. I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guys could coach Peyton Manning. That's how I feel.
Right.
I mean, I'm just telling you, I was talking, you know,
you're right.
My whole thing was, as a coach, you know, could I find someone that no one else really knew or really wanted that maybe wasn't quite as good and find a way to win with it and find a way to make it work? That was my goal as a coach, always, always. And so I think that's something you have to do. I do think some of the things that he's done, I like the fact that he went out and hired Greg Williams as the defensive coordinator. I kind of like that. I like Greg.
Okay.
I think he's a good coach. I think he knows what he's doing. He's very aggressive. I think that'll help. He inherited, you know, a team that's got a little bit of a chance. Now, they got banged up, and, you know, the quarterback and the running back, and They didn't look very good the other night. They really struggled. And I think he's, you know, now he's down to his third quarterback, and he's going to have to reinvent himself. You know, all of a sudden, because I watched that poor kid standing back there in the pocket. He couldn't find anybody open, and he was getting killed. So they're going to have to reinvent. They're going to have to reinvent. So can he do that? I honestly don't know. I don't know enough to say. It would be unfair for me to comment on that because I don't know him well enough to that. Just, I mean, I haven't studied it. I just, again, it goes back to that, you know, what I told you earlier. I haven't seen too much. It just totally knocks my socks off. But I think he maybe deserves a chance here. Obviously, I think with the young quarterback, they wanted a guy that had a quarterback reputation. I believe that's why he was hired. I think other than that, I don't see anything that he did at Miami that would deserve a head coaching job. But yet, in this day and age, it's so different from when I was fighting to get a head coaching job. I mean, the defensive coordinator of New England Patriots gets hired up at Detroit after he gives up 600 yards in the Super Bowl.
Right. Not a good resume builder there, right? That's it. Mike, I want to bring it back down here to Miami for 1 second. Since Dan Marino, this team hasn't been able to. The only quarterback that has been successful down here since Marino is a guy that got cut from the Jets. Chad Pennington comes down here for a year, and he's successful. I think GMs nowadays, and Joe talks about it all the time too, they're scared to take a quarterback in the first round because if it doesn't work out, you're going to get fired within a year. And I think that's been the problem since Marino left. No one's ready to pull the trigger. And finally, that's why they're just burning this entire thing down to the ground for one guy. They're burning it down for the number one pick so they can pick a quarterback. But that's what's happened in the last 20, 25 years down here since Marino left, trying to find that guy, and no one's willing to pull the trigger.
Well, you have to find a guy. You have to find him. I mean, I kind of think that Tannehill with you guys was a little bit better than – and I thought he – at times I used to really like him. I would watch him, and I thought he was pretty good. Because your offensive line had just disintegrated. You let the only rusher you had get away. Right. So I think those were big parts of it. Those are all parts of your football team. I think you bring up a valid point because you better have a good one. You just have to, but then you have to build around them.
Right.
And you have to build around. God bless it. Dan was as good as Dan was, and it was me. I don't think there's anybody any better. That's just me. I would take him over anyone. That's how I feel. But we had some good guys around them. I mean, guys that caught everything. I mean, an offensive line that really worked hard together at first. You know, when Dwight Stevenson anchored that group, I mean, we could do anything back in those days. You could protect with four guys because of him.
He took two. That's a good point.
I used to talk to Johnny. So you can't block it like that. You have to slide it. And he looked at me and said, well, you haven't seen Dwight. Well, no, I guess I haven't. And then because we would send everybody out. We were so far ahead of others with what we did. But that's all part of the excellence of coaching. Being able to come up and find that that's something that's different. Right. Don did it. Right. Don't forget when he had his teams, they ran the ball. All of a sudden he threw it everywhere and had all kinds of formations and motions and automatic check with knees. You know, we put a package in. You know, Dan would call an orange package. We get in a formation, and he'd have three or four plays from it.
Right.
So that's how we won. And obviously, Dan did it so well. But we had a lot of ingredients and a lot of ways to help win the football games. And we didn't quite have every ingredient that we needed on defense. We struck out with a couple guys that got banged up, and we weren't quite good enough. And, you know, Buffalo would beat us 38-34.
Right.
And they ended up being the better team. And that's where it was.
We'd love to be back to that situation again, talking about going at it with them.
You're so far. We get beat in two games. What is it, 120-10 or some crazy score? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How does anyone score, get us 59 or 60 points in the National Football League? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's just craziness.
Embarrassing.
They've got to straighten that mess out because you're going to end up getting knocked. You know, you have to get out of the league or something pretty soon. They'll bring in a team from Kansas or somewhere.
Hey, speaking of that, just something to follow up with Zach for a sec. Putting offensive lines together has really been an issue around here. It's I don't know if we haven't drafted it well through the years, but it's been neglected too. Mike, is it that hard to find? It seems other teams, especially the Patriots, don't have that problem, along with Brady, obviously. Is it hard? Is it that hard to find a good, solid offensive line?
No, it's not. No, it's really not. Well, New England Patriots have Dante Scarnecchia, a catch coach in it. Yeah, he's on that list.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that helps.
Yeah. No,
Bill wouldn't let him retire.
Right.
He was there. He brought him back.
Right.
He's still up there. He and I started together. You have to just – there's lots of good offensive linemen, but you really have to work with them. When we brought Richmond Webb into the Miami Dolphins, we completely – in fact, I did it because John Sandusky was in the hospital, and I went out and ended up helping it – completely changed his stance, every single technique thing that he did. We actually broke it down and started from scratch. Now, he was pretty good, I heard.
Right.
But he needed some fundamental work. Once he got that, look out, because now he was going to be better than anybody. But you have to do that. I mean, you really, really have to work with these guys. Now, it's a little bit more difficult today with the new rules concerning, you know, when you can have guys in, et cetera, et cetera. That makes it a little tougher. I mean, we took, you know, I remember taking Richmond Webb out, and we were just in shorts, but all winter long. We would go all the time.
Yeah.
And so, but yet, that's part of it. You have to build it and put it together. Hey, then you've got to draft it right. You have to study them, you know, really work at it, know what it takes to make a good offensive lineman. And next thing you know, you can do it. It's not easy, but I think in some ways it's one of the best things to coach, because you can really develop it. You can bring a guy a long ways. Some of the better offensive linemen in the league that have developed have started off as defensive linemen. We did the same thing. You know, Burt Wagner did it. Was a D lineman down with us at Miami. And we did it up at I can't think of his name now, Moore. At the Jets, he was a defensive tackle. We made him a guard. He started for 7 or 8 years. He was a heck of a lineman. Things like that.
Right.
You got to build it. But you kind of think you can do it the way they're trying to do it now. I do not believe that.
I will tell you one thing. Every time you come on, you bring it.
The heat.
You will never change, Mike Westhoff. You will never change. Thank you so much for coming on.
Mike, thanks as always. We got to do this more often.
Anytime. You guys are on the right track. You do a great job. And whenever I have a chance, I listen to you.
We appreciate that.
Thanks, Mike.
We appreciate it. The award-winning Mike Westhoff.
The award-winning. That's 31 right. years. Right. Ain't nobody 31 years anymore.
No. Thank you, Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.